husband, my family members, my children, they have all been amazing. Amazing. And I appreciate and love you all.
Listen, pray God you've benefited from the time that we've had. Forgive us that we've bounced around a lot. We're going to do some things in times to come in more organized fashion and share with you prayerfully say some things that will be helpful to those that are dealing with like kind of circumstances. If you find that you have some questions or concerns, my wife has been transparent. I try and do the same in terms of this journey. If we can be of help to you by way of answering questions, by way of support, by way of physical presence, if there's a need for that too, whatever we can do to help, we want to do just that. Contact me, Fisk Boulevard Church of Christ, area code 23321-632-1010 is the phone number. Email us, Facebook, whatever we can do to help, we want to. Listen, God bless and keep is always our prayer.
And I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be white as snow. Open your mouth and say, anoint me, appoint me.
God got it all in control. Tell somebody, he's got it all in control. Thank God for Pastor this morning at Fisk Boulevard Church of Christ this morning. Thank God for the words. Oh, he had a word for you this morning. I hope everybody was standing just listening, because he had a word, and it was forever one. I couldn't come on right there this morning, and I have no problem with it. Because we know that God got it all in control. And we lift up his wife this morning. We lift him up this morning. We lift up that church and all the family this morning. Thank God for him being here, being able to take care of it. And we thank God for that. Looking to the hills, which all of our help come. It all comes from the Lord, because he is in control.
Shelly. Shelly, I better leave it alone.
You are now tuned into the Space Coast Community Gospel Hour, which Sunday morning on radio station WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your day on today, because this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Call a friend, neighbor, tell them the Space Coast Gospel Hour is on. Playing the best gospel on this side of heaven. Stay tuned for more and more gospel, because he's got it all in control.
God's got it all in control. Oh, he put that reassurance.
Goes out for Pastor Gladys this morning, Mother Rose Wicken, and Sister Sylvia Dupree, all the said names this morning. He's got it all in control.
He put that reassurance.
Eternal God, our hope in ages past, our hope for years to come, we worship and adore your holy and righteous name. We thank you, O God, for your divine protection, for the many, many nights, days, and years of our lives. We pray for the heritage which thou hast given us in this country, and ask that you will lead, guide, and protect our leaders in government as they make decisions for the betterment of all mankind. Guard the character of our youth and preserve their integrity against the days of temptation as they walk in the spring times of life. Help our young people to know that there is no hope in dope and that there is no thrill in pills. Help them to know, eternal God, if they would only trust you, believe and obey you, that their days will be longer. I thank you, O God, for our young people. Throw your arms of protection around this generation that the devil is seeking to destroy. Take our easily perturbed spirit into your almighty hand and give us serenity. Be like the sun, which though it is far away, it is with us in its warmth and light. Be like a rose, though it speak not, it shares with us this beauty and the fragrance which perfumes the air. Be like the soft wind, though it is invisible, it cools the hot fever of our brow. Forgive us for the sins of commission and omission, and free us from the prison bars of jealousy, envy, strife, pettiness, and sectarianism. Eternal God, break loose the handcuffs of selfishness. give mercy in the courthouse of justice. Eternal God, give us shoes of peace so that we can walk on the hot sands of confusion. Take our bereavement, we pray, eternal God, and help us to understand that you're too wise to make a mistake, that all saints never die but just rest away in your bosom until that great getting up morning when the trumpet shall sound. Help us to know that you're God who gives but takes away. Help us to understand before you took away our mother, you gave us a mother. Before you took away the father, you gave us a father. Before you took away our children and loved ones, you gave it to us. Thank you, Almighty God, for being a giver before you take. Thank you, eternal God, for your power which holds this world together. I pray in the name of Jesus, you will go into every sick room today. Remember those who are lying on the bed of affliction and can't move their bodies. Let your power of the Holy Ghost flow right now in Jesus' name. Touch, touch, touch with your healing power. Touch like you touched the leper 2,000 years ago. Touch like you touched the blind man 2,000 years ago. Heal in the name of Jesus. Lord, if you touch, somebody will get up and walk. If you touch right now, somebody will speak. If you touch, somebody will come out of a coma. If you touch, heart condition will be healed. Blood condition will be healed. Cancer will die in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God, for your healing hand. Now, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for all that thou hast done. Thank you for waking me up this morning and for the angel that watched over me all night long. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for salvation. Thank you for dying on a cross 2,000 years ago so that I will know today there is no peace except the peace of Christ. Now, Lord, I give you praises for this day. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Anybody got a blessing this morning to let us see another day? We're talking about Jesus now.
Jesus,
Jesus,
bless me,
bless me.
He let me,
Jesus.
He didn't let me sleep too late.
Bless me.
He woke me up.
Your wife of Brother LaSalle Williams, Sister Evelyn Williams, Sister Clifford May Hubbard, Sister Easter Butner, Sister Lorraine Hubbard. Oh, he blesses this home. Brother Esther Walker. Brother Walter Davis Jr.
He blessed me.
Bless me.
Jesus.
I know
he blessed
me.
He woke me up this morning.
Jesus.
I had eyes to see.
Bless me.
A song to talk.
Jesus.
He blessed
me.
Share the things with you, if you don't mind. If you look around, you'll find
God.
Keep on looking and find
cheating.
Stay right there in your own home and find
feeling.
Oh, oh,
guilty.
If you've been doing it,
don't you know
you're wrong,
that you're doing wrong.
I want you to know that God is
don't
watching
you.
Goes out for Brother Reggie Robinson this morning, Brother Curtis Walken, Sister Joyce Walker. Oh, Brother Charles Harris, Brother C.J. Harris.
We're doing all those things. All the things that God don't like. They're wrong. They're wrong. They're wrong. But I'm saying, I tell you what we need love.
We need love
in the heart of man.
In the hearts of men.
We need love.
We need love
all in the hearts of man.
In the hearts
you see,
of men.
There's not enough love.
Enough love.
Ooh, that's floating around.
In the hearts of men.
There's not enough love.
Enough love.
You gotta put a little love.
Put a little love.
Put a little love in your heart if you don't have it. You
gotta
put a little love.
Put a little love.
Oh, the love of the day.
In your heart
love will.
We need love.
bring you a word about my sponsors, none other than Freddy's Custom Paint and Body Shop, owned and operated by Brother Freddy Randall's, his son Jason is there, and is located at 416 Roosevelt Avenue, Merritt Island, 416. Now you'll find what you're looking for. Look no further, because I'm sure you'll find it at Freddy's Custom Paint and Body Shop. He got it together. If you need to reach him, you can always call him at 453-6316. Area code is 321. Different paint job, he can take care of it. Just rise in. Let him know what you're looking for, because they got it together. They got houses for rent, houses for sale. They have houses. Just what you're looking for. Now stop in at 416 Roosevelt Avenue, Merritt Island. They got it together. It is also brought to you in part by Riverview. By Riverview Memorial Garden, the place where quality and service is a must. Owned and operated by Brother Duncan McKenzie. Located at 3751 North Cocoa Boulevard in the city of Cocoa. Now you can always reach him at 632-9050. Area code is 321. Riverview Memorial Garden. Yes, he does continue to have the old records I've been telling you about. He also have the marble headstones. And you know they're always all the way from the mountain of Georgia. And if you would like to have one, just call him and put your order in. Let him know that you're interested. Because all of my sponsors are local and they are not hard to reach. You'll find burial plots at Riverview, memorial benches, cremation service, and all of this now will take place at Riverview Memorial Garden. The place for quality and service is a must. Look no further now. Continue. Don't want you to forget the NAACP. Brother Clarence Whipper Jr. is the president of the NAACP, and he is wants you to know, Brother Clarence Whipper Jr., the president of the NAACP for Central Brevard County. Now he want all families to know. He want everybody to know, because he is interested in the NAACP. That's Brother Clarence Whipper Jr. Now he is in there to help family members. He are asking them to join the struggle for equal rights in our community. That's him now. Going back into the program, play one of the latest and the greatest.
Lord, I need your blessing. Come on and
send your blessings down.
Oh, Lord, I
need your blessings.
Every day of my life,
Jesus, send it all. Sing it down.
Lord, I
need your blessings.
Need it all.
Send your
Oh, let's go live for Mother Rose Wigan this morning. Sister Sylvia Dupree and Lil Man. Pastor Gladys goes out for you. We need the blessing this morning. goes out this morning for Pastor Odell Watson and First Lady Mother Lateria Watson, Mount Moriah AME Church, and all the church family, Reverend Clarence Whipper Sr. and Reverend Clarence Whipper Jr. and Reverend Maya goes out for Reverend Joyce Maya, all the church family, Mount Moriah AME Church. Goes out for the prayer warriors of Mount Moriah AME Church. Goes out for Metropolitan Missionary Baptist Church and all your church family. Pastor Loretta Bonsby, awesome God press center, and all your church family ministry staff. I go out for yours truly and Sister Becky Mitchell. We thank you, Pastor Gladys. This also goes out for Pastor.
I need your blessings.
Goes out for Pastor Addison Mitchell and First Lady Mother Barbara Mitchell and Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church. And all the church family and ministry staff. Oh, we need the blessing this morning. Goes out for Pastor Rodney William and First Lady Mother Tavis William and Son Asadat Primitive Baptist Church and all your church family.
Send it on down. Your blessing.
Send it on down.
To heaven.
Send it on down.
Through the day.
Our brother Freddy Randall.
Your blessing.
Send it on down.
Send it down.
Send it on down.
Send it on down.
Send it on down.
Send it down.
Send it on down.
Send it on down.
Send it on down.
All we need.
Send it on down.
Your blessing.
Send it on down.
Send it down.
Send it on down.
Send it on.
Just walk on by faith this morning. Walk on.
Let Jesus, let him be your guide. carry your load.
Goes out for Mother Anna Mae Price.
Way down the road. Thank you, Jesus. Walk on. By faith, each day. On Monday.
Just walk on by faith this morning. Brother Fred Randolph goes out for you this morning. Just walk on.
Walk on. Thank you, Jesus.
By faith.
Each day. Walk on.
By faith.
Each day.
Sick in the shit in this morning. Just walk on. Just walk on by faith this morning. Walk on. Walk on by faith each day. Tell you a word about my sponsors. None other than Bayless Used Car Auto Paint and Body Work. Owned and operated by Brother Johnny Fred Bailey Sr. And we have Brother Johnny Fred Bailey Jr. And they are located at 1305 Franklin Street in the city of Cocoa. Now you can always call them at 636-3615. They are both there each day. They walking on by faith this morning. That's Bayless Used Car Auto Paint and Body Work. Yes, whatever you're looking for, look no further because you'll find it at Bayless Auto Paint and Body Work. New car, used car. He have the car you long want to own. Now check him out. Stop by. Tell him what you're looking for. Well, you may not even know he'll help you out. So stop in and let them help you with what you're looking for. Yes, they specialize in collision work, which we don't like to happen, but you know, sometimes it does. And just stop and let them take care of it at Bayless Used Car Auto Paint and Body Work. It is also brought to you by Crest Cleaners and Laundry. Well, quality and service still counts family owned and operated since 1960, and they are still in business. Now they have 10 convenient locations. They have locations on Merritt Island, Polk St. John, Rockleg, Cocoa, Century, Melvin, Thiel, and Chartersville. So there is a Crest Cleaners near you. Check them out. Let them take care of the dry cleaning, alteration, drapers, suede, leather, the laundry, bedspreads. They take care of all of that at Crest Cleaners and Laundry. Zipper replacement, because they do have sensors on hand, and you know you can check out and see what you need, and they are there. And let them be the provider for the garment at Crest Cleaners and Laundry. Well, quality and service still count, and they do have one-day service. Let them take care of it at Crest Cleaners and Laundry. It is also brought to you by Stone's Funeral Home, the home that Richard built with human heart and you in mind, established since 1923, and they are still in business. Sister Jan Stone, owner and licensed funeral director. That's Stone's Funeral Home. They have locations at 516 King Street in the city of Cocoa, 636-2344-2400 Stone Street, Melvin, Florida, 727-9009. Area code is 321. One funeral home with two locations to serve you better. Stone's Funeral Home is small enough to know you. They are large enough to serve you. And there's no substitute for experience at the Stone's Funeral Home. Let them take care of your loved one. They are able, willing, ready, and know how to handle all of your funeral arrangements. Cremation service, yes, they take care of all of that. Let them take care of your loved one at the Stone's Funeral Home. One funeral home, two locations to serve you better. Going back into the program, play one of the latest and the greatest.
Your neighbor by the hand and look at him, tell him, neighbor, I don't know what you're going through, but whatever you're going through tonight, give it to Jesus.
Give it to Jesus.
Give it to Jesus.
Give it to Jesus.
And look at it and tell him right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Oh my. Oh. Come on, put your hands together. Yeah.
Lord, we need a blessing right now. For Mother Purdue this morning, somebody need a blessing. Sister Alma Pratt.
Come on, sing about me. Anybody know who you will? Anybody know who you will? Let me see you wave your hand. Let me see you wave.
Goes out this morning for all the sick and the shut in, all of a Reef family, wherever you are, goes out. The one lost loved one goes out this morning for the Stones family. Goes out for all the ones that lost loved ones this morning. Goes out for you, and you, especially the Stones family was funeralized on last evening. Stones Funeral Home was in charge of the services.
Jesus, police my feet. Down on the
once again, this goes out for Brother Freddie Randolph this morning from yours truly and Sister Becky Mitchell this morning. Oh, he'll always make a way. Just count your many blessings this morning. Whatever he bless you, count it this morning. See what the Lord has done.
Thinking about a lady. Are you going to pray with me? A lady that had five sons.
this lady was trying to be the mother and father for her boy. But you know how it is.
Well, I thought y'all say you were gonna pray with me.
You know how it is. I don't care how good you raise your children. If they get around other children, they do a lot of wrong things. Amen. Sometimes your children can get accused of doing things that they didn't necessarily have.
But there is a brighter day this morning.
This lady's only son.
Yeah. Oh, I need a praying church here tonight, choir.
Son happened to be in the same neighborhood where a man had been killed. The next day, a police officer came to the old lady's house and said, old lady, last night a man was killed. Your child have been accused of taking that man's life. Oh, Lord. He got ready to leave and he said, oh, lady, you know the penalty in this town for taking someone.
Oh, the clock on the wall says about my time to leave you this morning, but it's been a pleasure. Wherever you was listening, it's been a pleasure bringing you the gospel and praise and songs. And I thank God for Jesus this morning. And I thank God for Sister Becky Mitchell being assistant to me. And I thank God for all of your listeners. Just remember that God is in charge this morning. Whatever it is, he'll take care of it. We're going to lift up Brother Clarence, Reverend Clarence Whipple Sr. this morning, and lift him up in prayer. Sister Betty, the daughter, brother, Sister Whipple, we want to lift her up in prayer this morning. Bessie Whipple, we lift both in prayer, and they are members of Mount Moriah AME Church. And let's lift them up in prayer this morning. They both are sick, and just lift them up in prayer. Brother Reverend Clarence Whipple Sr., daughter, brother, Sister Bessie Whipple. Lift them up in prayer this morning, but there is a brighter day. You was tuned in to the Space Coast Community Gospel Hour at each Sunday morning on radio station WWB 1510 AM 94.7 FM. Your host for the morning, Sister Laura Mann, co-host Sister Becky Mitchell. Go to a church of your choice today. We have church service all around, and as no ticket, just walk on in this morning, church service. Play something old, play something new, play it all just for you. Made some sad, made some glad. Did the best I could with what I had, and the best is Jesus this morning. And there is a bright side.
That somebody was sure to die. They had to tone a bell. And they had to tone it three times. Oh! I wish I had a praying church here. Oh! That old lady made a way out to that bell. And in those days they had those big long bells. Don't ask me tonight, I don't know where she got the strength from. Let me say that again with the music a little lower. I don't know where she got the strength from, but about 1 hour before they were to tone the bell and take her son's life, not only they got the strength from Jesus, oh, yeah.
She was old, y'all, but God must have gave her the strength. Wrapped her arms.
When they turn the hands are loose, the feet will go in. It's just like fire. It's just like fire. Shut up in the bone. Well, they did everything they could to stop old John from shouting. And when they couldn't finally stop him, they made up in their mind, we got to go out to John's house, y'all. But something is wrong with him. Doesn't he know? We don't act like that in our church. Doesn't John know? We've got dignitaries in our church. We're going. We're going to John's house. Well, when they got out there, this old 86-year-old man, him and an old beat-up mule, plowing. Plowing in the field. They drove up all of the deacons. They got out of their fine cars. They walked over to John. John looked around and said, "Oh, mule." Walked over to him and said, "Brethren, I know why you've come out here. You've come out here to tell me that I praise the Lord too much. You've come out here to..."